Rather, conformal symmetry seems to be necessary in order to guarantee the quantum mechanical consistency of the theories. From this point of view, the thousands of individual string theories merely represent different ways of satisfying the demands of conformal symmetry. It is widely believed that these different string theories are not really different theories, but rather represent different ways of solving the same underlying theory. But we are not certain of this, and no one knows what that underlying theory might be. Each of the thousands of individual string theories has its own space-time symmetries. Some satisfy Einstein's principle of relativity. Others do not even have anything that we could recognize as ordinary three-dimensional space. Each string theory also has its own internal symmetries, of the same general sort as the internal symmetries that underlie our present standard model of weak electromagnetic and strong forces. But a major difference between the string theories and all earlier theories is that the space-time and internal symmetries are not put in by hand. They are mathematical consequences of the particular way that the rules of quantum mechanics and the conformal symmetry thus required are satisfied in each particular string theory. String theories therefore potentially represent a major step toward a rational explanation of nature. They may also be the richest, mathematically consistent theories compatible with the principles of quantum mechanics, and in particular the only such theories that incorporate anything like gravitation. A fair fraction of today's young theoretical physicists are working on string theory. Some encouraging results have emerged. For example, it is natural in string theories for the intrinsic strengths of the strong and electro-weak forces to become equal at a very high energy, related to the string tension, even though there is no separate symmetry that unifies these forces. But so far no detailed quantitative predictions have emerged that would allow a decisive test of string theory. This impasse has led to an unfortunate split in the community of physicists. String theory is very demanding. Few of the theorists who work on other problems have the background to understand technical articles on string theory, and few of the string theorists have time to keep up with anything else in physics, least of all with high-energy experiments. Some of my colleagues have reacted to this unhappy predicament with some hostility to string theory. I do not share this feeling. String theory provides our only present source of candidates for a final theory. How could anyone expect that many of the brightest young theorists would not work on it? It is a pity that it has not yet been more successful, but string theorists, like everyone else, are trying to make the best of a very difficult moment in the history of physics. We simply have to hope either that string theory will become more successful, or that new experiments will open up progress in other directions.